Wisconsin Public Service has partnered with the Electric Power Research Institute to test electric vehicles and understand the technology.
Tell us about the car. Number one, everybody asks, how long does the charge last?
The electric charge will take you 35 to 40 miles in a warmer climate. And in the winter, we're getting about 25 miles per charge on electric. Then your gas generator motor will kick in and take you another 300 plus miles.
So one way or the other, you're going to get there.
Yes, you will.
How about power-wise? How does it perform?
It has good torque. It goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 9 seconds. It has a 1.4 liter motor. And, you know, people have been impressed with the takeoff and especially with the look. It's a sleek, classy looking car.
Yeah, it is. It's a subcompact, but it seems to be very comfortable inside, isn't it?
It is. It's a lower profile vehicle, so to get in and out and driving in winter may, you know,
affect it somewhat. Does the cold weather affect it to a degree?
Yes, the cold weather has made a difference on the number of miles we're getting out of a charge. Again, though, your driving style and climate settings are going to make a difference on the number of miles you can get out of a charge.
And you're running the heater, you're running the heated seats?
Correct.
Got the radio cranked up loud?
Potentially. Potentially.
Talk about the program. How did WPS get involved in this?
Wisconsin Public Service works with the Electric Power Research Institute on various projects. We partnered with them on the electric vehicle project, and that'll take us through 2013. So we, in essence, are leasing the vehicle from them, and they have been working with GM. So, you know, it's all three parties are working together to understand the technology, get customer feedback, understand the charging capabilities. Wisconsin Public Service is mainly interested on the impact to our infrastructure. You know, when these take off in the future, what is the impact going to be on our load?
How much do you have to build to meet the needs of a massive electric car influx?
Potentially.
How long does it take to recharge?
It takes on 120-volt charge 8 to 10 hours. We're seeing more 8 hours. On a 240-volt charge, it takes 4 hours.
And what about battery life?
Battery life, there's an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty through GM. So I guess it's early in time and seeing the vehicles come out. This is a 2011 Chevy Volt, so more to come.
Who gets to drive it?
We have employees of Wisconsin Public Service that are part of the I Can Conserve community pilot, and we're rotating them on a weekly basis.
So do you report back to anyone then what you think?
We do. You know, the company overall is looking at the charging patterns. Was there a change in behavior and when they're charging the vehicles? You know, primarily if you're on a time of use rate, you're going to benefit most because you can charge this car on an off-peak rate, and it's going to cost you less than a dollar a charge.
Are you tracking this at all on a website or anything that people can follow along?
We do have a Chevy Volt website that is almost ready for release. That'll be under the Wisconsin Public Service site. We will just have some FAQs out there and some general information about electric vehicles overall. And then on our internet site that is for employees, we'll be providing them with the charging information and the details.
So you get the feeling this is a first step in what is going to be a long journey?
Potentially, yes. I think, you know, electric vehicles may be the future, and this is definitely a step forward.